Good morning, everybody. This is Beetle Matters, Car Radio News, Seattle News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a good show here today. We got Matt over on the boards. Matt, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you doing today?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot. I should have told you before the show that I was going to call you out over there. Matt's helping me out. We're going to have a great show here. We have our good friends from Pella Windows in here today. We have Tessa Gillespie. How you doing, Tessa?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good to have you. I'm doing great, man. It's early in the morning. I've had about four cups of coffee, and I'm jacked up. And we also have Trey Rainey. He's here with Pella Windows as well. How you doing, Trey?
Doing great. Doing great. Good. Thanks for having us.
I'm glad. You know, Pella Windows, how long you guys been around, Trey?
Pella is actually in our 92nd year.
I know, it's been a long time, man. Yeah. Yeah, we've my dad and I used some of your windows and some of the custom waterfront homes we did. You guys have great product, really, really good. So I'm glad you're here. Let's start first. I know you've been around 92 years. So what's the story behind Pella? How did it get started and where did that go?
I believe the story goes that in would have been 1925, a man by the name of Pete Kuiper started the company. It was actually originally called the Roll Screen Company.
Oh, wow.
And that was the original product, which is kind of how we get a little bit of our reputation for innovation. So if you can picture today, you know, your normal screen is just kind of a box screen. The roll screen actually rolls down and you don't have to store it for spring or when you want to take your screens out. And that company actually kind of was what got started and has now what is Pella Corporation.
Going into Pella. That is very, very cool. And you guys, Tessa, how many window brands do you have now under the Pella name? Is there quite a few?
We have a large selection of windows. We have wood, vinyl, and fiberglass.
Yeah.
So okay. We have a large selection to choose from.
And we'll
from.
Talk about kind of the differences of how to choose that. You know, when does it make sense to do fiberglass versus wood and all that kind of stuff. Let's dive in, though. First, let's talk about kind of the Pella difference. Because I've known you guys for a long time, like I said, we used you. How are you guys different than, like, let's say, for all you guys listening out there, I know the first thing you think of is a big box store, and you're just going to go in and grab a window. So, like a basic vinyl window in a big box store, how are you different, Trey?
Well, a couple things that we like to talk about. One being, you know, we just talked about the breadth of offering. So we talk about the right product for your home and budget. So for one, we have three different vinyl lines. We have a fiberglass line and we have, oh man, I think by now we probably have four different wood lines. So as a homeowner, you have options. We're not going to come and try to pitch one offering and as it were, pound a square peg into a round hole.
Right.
We're going to give you the best product for your budget and for your home, for what you're looking for. The other thing we really tout is that our installation is Pella certified, either Pella employee installers or subcontracted installers that go through a very rigorous training to meet our standards.
And they get certified then.
Absolutely. That's and great. With that, we have a 10-year installation warranty in addition to our great product warranty as well. And then the last thing I would say is what we just call our Pella Care Guarantee, just making sure that you are protecting your investment. One of the nice things is the product is Pella manufactured, it's Pella installed, and it's Pella serviced. So all of that is coming from one company, and it's not working with various subcontractors that you're trying to track down if you have an issue.
Yeah, throw it together. So Tessa, let's talk a little bit about, so we got the vinyl, the fiberglass, the wood. Where do I start even with like determining what kind of window I should get as far as material choice?
The world is your oyster, really. It kind of depends on what look you're going for or what you want to accomplish. If you're going for energy efficiency and affordable, maybe vinyl is what you want to go with. If you're going for super durable, our fiberglass is a great option. If you're going for custom and beautiful, we have a huge selection of wood that you can choose from and pretty much make it any way you want it to be made. Yeah. So it just depends on really what the goal is.
Okay. And I guess it's also, because we used to install the wood windows you guys had, which are gorgeous, but they do require some maintenance, right, in our climate. So how do you guys talk to customers about that of, well, okay, you can go with wood, but there's maintenance and there's this related cost versus maybe a fiberglass, because fiberglass windows these days are incredible.
Yeah. We do try to educate our customer on the maintenance that is attributed to every one of our products. Of course, wood is going to have the most maintenance, and we do educate our customers on that as well. We also have a wood or aluminum clad on the exterior of our wood windows, and which makes it much easier to maintain from the exterior of the home.
Yeah. If you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Seattle's news sales talk. We're having a great discussion with Tessa Gillespie of Pella Windows and Trey Rainey. And, guys, if you want to, we'll do this because we always have fun on the show. If you want to talk to Tessa directly, she gave me her cell phone, so I'm going to give it to you. It's 425-236-6175. It's 425-236-6175. And you can call and ask for Tessa.
Yeah. You'll pick up. I will answer the phone.
Yeah, so just, you know, be appropriate. But, okay, so let's get back to when you talk about wood windows, let's talk about that first for a second. What kind of wood species are you talking?
You want to take that one?
Sure, I can. So our standard offering is pine, and we actually...
Why pine, Trey?
Well, it's actually a couple things that go into that. I actually, so just a little bit of my background, I've been with Pella for 12 years, and my first 10 of those years were actually in operation. So I spent quite a bit of time at our headquarters in Pella, Iowa, in manufacturing. And our pine, as I understand it, is sourced primarily in the Northwest from Oregon.
Oh, really? I thought it was a Southern.
I believe a big portion of it is sourced out of Oregon.
Okay.
And so pine is, one, it's readily available.
Yeah.
It's a durable product, and it's fairly easy to manufacture in terms of it's not going to cause huge issues in operations. So that's our primary standard offering. You can also get Douglas fir. Okay. You can get mahogany. And what am I missing? Knotty alder.
Okay.
Is the offering.
Do they have a – so if you go like between pine, alder, mahogany – because the mahogany is a denser wood. It's a little harder. It's not as open, right, for cell structure. Is there different lifespans to each of the wood species for the wood window sets, or is it all the same warranty?
As far as warranty goes, it's all the same warranties.
Okay. And do you have a specific like procedure for homeowners of how to take care of their wood windows that you help them with?
Yeah, what we have is we try to make it pretty simple and something that you know, you're going to be able to keep in reference over time. So one, we have a great website, as you can imagine, that there's all of our warranties and kind of owner's manuals are available online, as well as we have some owner's manuals that are physically printed that we'll give to homeowners as after the project is wrapped up, and they can have that and put it in a file, and you know, hopefully they never have to get it out, but it also has some just general wear and tear and how to care for the product.
Got it. We come back, we're going to be talking to Trey and Tessa all about some of the manufacturer aspects, how they're installed, how Pella make it different on the install, because that's a huge factor. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio News, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete, Home Matters, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Hey, Matt, how you doing over there, brother?
Doing great.
Good. You got the drill down now.
I do.
Are you you learning something here?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you?
I don't know anything about windows.
Okay. Are you a homeowner yet?
No, just an apartment renter.
Well, here's the thing, man. When you get done with us this week, you're going to have a whole college education and all this stuff. So when you do buy your home, you're going to know where to go, good quality products like Pella to get to invest for, you know, good lifelong value.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. Check Pella out at PellaBranch.com/Seattle. That's PellaBranch.com/Seattle. And they can set up an appointment, right, Tessa? Right,
yes, they can set up an appointment right there at that homepage.
And one of your staff goes out and takes care of them?
Yep. Once they make their appointment, I will put the best rep in their home that's going to best service them.
Yeah. And you guys, what's your like footprint? How many communities do you serve here? What counties?
So we go as far east as North Bend, as far north as Arlington.
Yep, we'll go Arlington out to the island.
Yep, we go down as far south as just south of Tacoma. And we're trying to get out onto the peninsula, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah. Well, you will. There's a lot of good business to be had out
there. Yes.
So, yeah, if you want to give Tessa a call, too, her direct line is 425-236-6175. That's 425-236-6175. And ask for Tessa. She'll answer. All right, we're going to jump over. We're going to have a discussion here with Trey, because Trey had told us he was in operations for years. So I want to talk manufacturing.
Sure.
So take me through the process of, what do you want to start with? Do you want to do like a fiberglass or vinyl window, or how do you want to cover that for manufacturing and how they're made and put together?
I'm probably most well-versed on wood. Okay. Because that's where a lot of my background was. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I personally love wood. I know the fiberglass and vinyl is like fantastic as far as the material, but wood is so beautiful.
Sure.
So let's talk about the wood windows. So how does your sourcing the alder, the pine, mahogany, comes into the factory? How are these all custom one-off builds, or are you doing a stock factory line, or how does that work, Trey?
So our wood product is going to be all custom order. Okay. So that's one of the advantages, I would say, is that we would build product within any quarter-inch increment, height and width.
Okay.
And so when you place an order with Pella, it's going to be custom-made for your order to your exact dimensions of your home. It really starts all the way back from the raw lumber processing. We've got, if you've ever seen any of those shows about how it's made, it's pretty fascinating to just see the lumber processing.
Also, because we've talked about that, we have other sponsors. Are you guys, is this quarter sawn wood, or how is it cut off the log?
I don't even know how I would describe it other than we have a rip chop line is what it's called, where basically it's being cut into finger jointed material and then veneered and run through molders and tenoners to the style rail, frame parts and sash parts. It's a pretty slick process.
And Tessa, we'll get to you in a second, because I know your staff is doing the measurements to get to the factory for the one-off.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
We'll talk about that in just a sec, because I'm sure people are like, well, how the heck do you measure?
Yeah.
So we'll get there. Okay. But when you're, okay, so they're, the way the material is fabricated, I get, but do you guys work with templates, or once the measurements are done, how does that translate into the proper cutting of the materials?
So it's all done on what we call a data download system. So in other words, the orders that are coming through the line are all, like I said, they're all set up to optimize efficiency in the factory, right. But they're all in quarter inch increments. And it's really pretty seamless in terms of, we're running in batches of 40 to 50 units down the line. And one of the assembly lines I was in my operations career, we'd have a double hung unit coming off the line every 60 seconds.
Wow.
And so that just gives you a sense of how quickly. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, but I'm assuming then the front end, you must have CAD then, right? And you're doing CNC. Is that how it's working?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's jump over to you, Tessa, maybe, and then we'll come back to you, Trey, sure. on the factory so that people can get this picture. So you're going out, or one of your staff is in the area. How does that whole process of like measuring the windows and coming up with a bid, how does that all work with Pella?
So when a consultant goes into a home and they sit down with that customer and discuss what their vision is, and they narrow down what is the best product for them, whether it's a wood window or a wood window with blinds between the glass or fiberglass or vinyl.
Okay.
And the rep will literally narrow it down to a single style. Cool. And then they'll walk through the house with the customer and look at each window individually, at taking a look at the condition of the window, if there's rot, if they're what style of installation it needs to be, whether it's a full install or a pocket fit install.
Got it.
And then they will take measurements of that window. And then afterwards, they'll walk around the outside of the house and they'll look at the exterior of the house, make sure that there's nothing that's going to prevent or prohibit a clean installation.
Got it. And we'll get into kind of some of the spotting and some of that in the install in a sec. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned a couple terms. I just want to make sure that people understand. What's the difference between a full install and a pocket install?
A full install is where you're removing the entire existing window that's there all the way down to the studs.
Yeah.
And a pocket fit is you're basically cutting out the sash of the existing window and inserting a new just a framed window. You're not ripping it down to the
window jamb and all that stuff stays in place.
Right.
You're just retrofitting it. Okay.
Right.
So they get the measurements and then it comes into CAD, right? And they're doing all the drawings, three-dimensional CAD. That creates the CNC, which is it's computer numerical control. So it's all of the numbers that fabricate the window then. And that's being sent out to the fabrication floor, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And so from there, those are all hooked up to the molders and the cutters,
yep.
Running all that based on the CAD data.
You bet. So okay. What one of the ways that we kind of describe it in operations is you've got a parts making area. So obviously the wood shop would be producing all the wood parts, both frame and sash parts.
Okay.
You would have a metal area that's producing kind of a kit, basically, that comes to an assembly line. And that assembly line, then, in order to get a window out every 60 seconds, you got to be pretty efficient, obviously.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're producing a frame, a sash, and then all of that comes together and kind of marries up at assembly. It's pretty fun to see that if you've never seen it before.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I've been in some window factories and it's really, really cool. We come back. We're going to talk. I'm going to ask Trey about, well, okay, obviously in your mind, you're thinking like rectangular, maybe square windows, but there's all different shapes. There's radiuses, there's ellipses. So we're going to get into, well, how in the heck do you make those? We're going to have a discussion too with Tessa on this whole installation aspect, because that's a biggie, guys. And also when to spot the time when you might need windows and what to do when you walk around the outside of your house. Check them out at PellaBranch.com/Seattle. That's PellaBranch.com/Seattle, or give Tessa a call at 425-236-6175. With that, I'm Pete. Home Matters, Car Radio News, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We got Trey over here. He's writing down notes. I'm going to quiz him, I guess.
See if I'm ready.
It's all the behind the scenes you guys don't see in the radio studio, but it's all good. You awake over there, man?
Just barely.
Just barely.
Still early in the morning.
I know. This is tough, man. But we've been doing this for years, and it's all good. And, you know, there's a lot of good stories to be had out in the Seattle area. Pella is local, right? It's always been around the Seattle area, hasn't it? Or did it start somewhere else outside of Washington?
Its headquarters is in Iowa, so it's actually in Pella, Iowa.
So Pete was from Iowa.
Pete was, and I think the company originally started in Des Moines, Iowa, which is the capital. It's it's probably 30 minutes to the east.
Yeah, I've been to Des Moines.
And that's where Pella is, a small little town, probably 8 to 10,000.
Where's your factory at? Where do you guys make your windows?
So they're all over the country. Our main factory is in Pella, Iowa,
okay.
Where wood clad product is produced. And then we've got a total of, gosh, I lose track. I think there's 9 factories across
in
the country
US.
In the U.S. So we've got vinyl being produced in Portland right here in the Northwest.
Wow.
We've got a vinyl factory.
Are you guys doing are you doing vinyl extrusions? Is that how you're making those things?
Or? I think our vinyl is actually purchased material.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it. Well, guys, you know, hey, man, if you think about it, right, U.S. born, U.S. made. Can't get better than that. That speaks to good quality. You guys know when you get something like that made in the U.S., it lasts. Check these guys out at PellaBranch.com/Seattle. So I want to go back, talk a little bit more, Trey, about the aspects of before we left on the last break. It's like, okay, yeah, people envision a regular rectangular or square window, but that's only part of what you guys do. Some of the windows we put in at big radius arches,
yep.
Just beautiful,
you
gorgeous
bet.
Stuff. I mean, you get, because all the you know, the houses we built, they're all waterfront properties, right? So you got the big Puget Sound
you
sitting
bet.
Out there. So talk about that a little bit. How do you guys, I know it's CNC data and it's cut, but how do you guys come up with like the exact fit on radiuses and ellipses and circles, all that kind of stuff?
So there is templates that are basically made for our arch top units,
okay.
And those are put through a machine that's called a roundo. So
okay.
It's like it sounds, but we also use what's called, I think the name came up from whoever created it, but it's rubber wood. So basically, it's bendable wood that we can use for those arch tops.
Are you guys are you doing any like prep steaming or anything to get it bendable, or is it just nature of the species of
The way the wood is designed allows us to bend it. We don't need to do any steaming or anything like that.
Okay, got it. So and then how does you said it's a roundable, so the question that we all have in our minds is, okay, if that thing is cutting, it's got blades, right, and they're spinning and it's cutting it, how does it not rip the wood up on a radius?
I wouldn't describe it as a cutting process as much as I would as almost like a roll forming process, but only it's sending the frame member through with the extrusion and the wood attached.
So are you saying the profile gets pre-cut before it gets bent?
Correct.
Got
Correct.
It. Okay.
So take a straight piece of extrusion fastened to this rubber wood through this roundo, and that is what creates the shapes.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. So basically, you know, what Trey's saying is the profiles are cut as a straight piece, and then they're put into this roundo that actually shapes it.
Yeah.
And the shape is based on the template that was created.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Now, you talked about finger joining in the second segment. Just to kind of paint a picture with words, what does a finger joint look like? And how do I know as a customer that that joint's going to last for years?
Finger joint, I don't know how to describe it without visuals other than, you know,
well, it's like
picture your fingers interlocked.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. So you're almost creating a puzzle piece that fits together and then is adhered. And it's actually, I don't have the testing off the top of my head to back that up. But, I mean, for one, I would say the warranty speaks for itself in terms of what we back our wood products for in terms of the strength and durability.
Okay. And what is the warranty on that?
So our wood clad product, we just actually in February of last year, wood clad product now has a limited lifetime warranty. So for the original owner of the home, it's a lifetime warranty. If the home transitions to a different owner, then it would go to our standard, our previous warranty, which is 10-year on parts and material, and then 20 years on the glass.
Wow. That's very cool. And the finger joint, you guys, just so you know, too, it's like interlocking fingers. And the reason why is because it has a lot of surface area for joint strength. And that's why we want to do the finger joints and not just the butt joint, right? So, okay, that's good. Talk about, as it comes off the end of the line, how are you doing finishes? How do you specify the finish? How's that applied?
So customer gets to select. Right now we have 8 different stain options and 3 paint options and 1 and then prime if you want to go with your own color.
Okay.
We do have a couple new colors that are launching just in a couple months, two additional stains,
okay,
2 additional paints. But we actually pre-paint and pre-stain the parts prior to assembly.
Oh, you do? Okay.
So we paint it from a piece part perspective and then assemble them as they're already painted.
So how is that done in the factory? Is that just a line that where they're shooting it on a conveyor belt, or is it actually guys sitting in there shooting?
It would be on conveyor belts, okay, automated. And it's so kind of back to that parts making conversation. The wood parts are produced in parts making, then they go to the finishing cell. They're painted in assembly line format, and then they go to assembly.
And guys, the reason why that's beneficial, if you're thinking about anything like that, not that to take the art away, because there's still a lot of art in what Pella does, but when you have the machine assembly lines like that, as far as the finish, the speeds, the amount of material that's laid down and things like that, it's consistent across the board, right? So you don't have any kind of problems with cosmetics because it's all machine driven.
Correct. Correct.
Which is very cool. All right. So we've got that fit and finish. And then stains. Are these latex oil-based, or what kind of stains do you guys use?
So we use actually a water-based stain.
Okay.
And as I said, there are currently 8 options, and I think it's going to be growing to – I think there's 1 or 2 eliminations and a couple new ones coming. But they're all
So they're eco-friendly.
Yep.
Which is great. Absolutely. And the water-based stains have come a long ways.
They have. In fact, when we launch these new colors, there's actually some new technology coming with them that is kind of being touted as a furniture grade quality.
With this
new stain.
Do they have how does that? Do you know like on hardness of the actual finish, like a stain finish? Do you know what that is?
I don't
even know if they measure in Brunel or anything like that. I'm not aware of that. Okay, but I'm sure it's, if you have that kind of warranty that you just said, it's got to be very durable. So. All right, that sounds good. So that's a fit and finish. And is there any like post finish where they're baked or anything, or is it just they're set to dry? Or
they go through a drying oven as part of that finish cell, I guess, best way of calling it. Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, that covers the factory. Trey, thank you. I appreciate that. That just speaks to the quality of what you're talking about here. You know, like I said, this is U.S. born, U.S. made. These are the kind of windows that you guys should get. It's Pella Windows. Check them out at PellaBranch.com/Seattle or give Tessa a call at 425-236-6175. Next segment we're going to get into with Tessa, how to spot when you need windows, and then what is a proper installation process for a window, because that is just as important as the quality of materials that go into making the window. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete. And
Matt.
Matt's got it down, man. He's good. He's new with me here, but we're going to have some fun over this this time period. This is All Matters, Car Radio News, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion with Tessa Gillespie and Trey Rainey of Pella Windows. Are you guys out in the Seattle area? Are you guys local here?
Bothell.
Yeah.
Oh, Bothell. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're very local. You want to check them out at PellaBranch.com/Seattle. You can set an appointment with one of Tessa's staff there to come out and check out your windows. Or you can give Tessa a call directly. She gave me her cell phone, so I'm going to give it to you. It's 425-236-6175. That's 425-236-6175. All right. Let's go, because a lot of people think about this, Tessa, and we have to address it. And I just like to because, you know, you got to clear the air. It's like, okay, I know Pella, U.S. made, U.S. born, good quality. We're going to talk all about that and tie it in, but people always want to know, well, how much is this going to cost me, right? Mm-hmm. So can you talk about like vinyl, fiberglass, and wood, kind of how that sits in price and how it compares to like if I did go to a big box store and just buy a bottom end vinyl?
Sure. So Pella, as I mentioned before, we have three different styles of windows. We have vinyl, fiberglass, and wood. And we have an entry-level vinyl that is a very good quality and a very good value for a customer that's looking just to replace their windows for a good price and get better energy efficiency and a more beautiful look interior and exterior of their home.
Hold on just a second, though. You talked about energy efficiency. So what does that exactly mean when you say that?
So most people that are replacing their windows right now are usually replacing a single pane window or an older double pane window that doesn't have a low E coating on the interior. Or
like all those 70s houses we built.
Yeah, yeah. Or any argon gas in between the panes. So and glass has come a long ways in 20 years. So if you're replacing just a standard double pane window with a double pane window with argon gas and low E, you're going to get a huge difference in efficiency in your home. It'll hold the heat in when you're heating your home, and it'll hold the cool in when you're cooling your home. Right. It will be a huge difference if you're replacing all of them.
Question about that too is: do you guys have a way to calculate like the energy savings when you do a bid, or how do you handle?
Not necessarily calculating the energy savings. There will be savings with your electric bill. For sure. You'll have a noticeable difference of the feel of your home, the atmosphere of your home inside. But I don't have any actual numbers to come up with.
Well, let's go back then. And that's fine. Because I know there will be savings. I mean, you look at dual pane argon gas. It's just way better than the single panes we used to stick in there. Let's go back to the cost, though. So we're talking about the vinyl versus fiberglass versus wood. How do you guys compare, again, to like your big box? What's the best way to put that? Because I know you're not the cheapest. And really, I've told you this time and time again, and you guys know this, you get what you pay for. If you want good quality, you're going to pay a little bit more for it. You can't expect to have good quality and pay bottom dollar. It doesn't work that way, right? So if I take, like, I'm sure your vinyl window is more expensive than a big box store, but how is it better than a big box store?
We care about our windows. We're very passionate about how we build our windows. And there's a lot that we put into it, especially our vinyl windows, that will exceed most of our competitors.
Okay.
We put a sunscreen in our vinyl to keep it from turning yellow and peeling and fading, which is a huge difference between a lot of our competitors. Sometimes within a year, you'll see it turn yellow.
Yeah.
Ours won't do that. So we do take a lot of steps in order to prevent our windows from failing.
Okay.
Plus, if there is a problem with our windows, you're going to call Pella, and Pella will come out and service that window as well. And that is a huge...
That is big.
That is huge.
Given the fact you've been around 92 years, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You're not some fly-by-night.
No.
And I'll tell you this, guys, too. Not only do you get what you pay for, but it's also you have to look at cost of the product versus cost of ownership. That's a big thing. We've talked about that before. All of the people we have on my show, they're top of the line. So the thing is that you may buy that vinyl window from the big box store and end up replacing that two or three times versus just one of a Pella vinyl window. And that factors in, because overall, I would imagine, because I know, because we installed your windows, that the overall cost of the ownership is less when you factor all that in as buying a Pella window.
Yeah.
So that's good. All right. For the last half of the segment, Trey, I want to jump over into, first of all, how do you know when you might need new windows? And then how do you install these?
Sure. So, I guess there's a few signs that I would say to be looking for in your home to determine if you should be in the market for new windows. So first of all is operational issues.
Okay.
Do you have any issues opening, closing? That can be a safety concern for the home. Also, noticeable drafts. A lot of times you can actually feel a draft by taking
your hand.
Take your hand up against it and feel it. Another little home test that I've heard is the smoke test. So take a match and let it burn out, and then the smoke, take it around your window. And if you see a draft come, you'll see that with the smoke. Also, condensation or fogging on the glass, any sort of deterioration or just wear or breakdown on the product. Maybe it's just you got other products in the house you've updated. You've done some renovations and you want the windows to come meet that standard of the home. So that'd be certainly something to consider as well. And lastly, I would just say you might run into a situation where replacement parts for whatever product you do have are no longer available. They're discontinued or that company's no longer in business. Certainly that would be a factor as well.
Which is nice, because for some of these historical homes, you can retrofit back to that exact pattern.
Absolutely.
And that's super cool. Okay, talk to me a little bit, just for summarize, like installation. How is your superior? How is it different as far as flashing and things?
So first of all, it's all done per factory engineered standards. So our installers are trained on those standards. They're recertified annually to make sure they meet those standards. Second thing I would tell you is after our consultants are in the home, we actually have a middle step to kind of ensure installation goes smoothly with what we call an order verifier. So they'll come back behind the homeowner, behind the sales consultant. They'll measure, they'll make sure that we have all the material for the job, they'll make sure the installation method is the correct method for that particular home and opening. So that's just another step we take to make sure that we get the job done
for
right
accuracy,
and that we are accurate with our install.
Okay. And then you're flashing, you have a flash standard you use and everything?
We actually have a Pella tape. So we have a branded tape and a Pella caulking. So we use our own Pella tape and our own Pella caulking material to make sure that install is meeting those standards.
That's great. Well, as always, we run out of time, but this has been great. Guys, I'm really glad that you came on the show and we talked about what you guys do at Pella Windows. You can check them out at pellabranch.com/Seattle, or give Tessa Gillespie a call at 425-236-6175. So, Trey, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Tessa, thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Remember, Pella, U.S. born, U.S. made. With that, I'm Pete. Home Matters. Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk.